sense of wasting time.
No. Well, we better move on with this then, Toby.
Let's just cut straight to chase. Let's get straight to the comedy.
Don't let Scott talk. Oh, hang on. He's not here. This is the Talking Poofy Podcast. Poofcast. Fabulous Adam Richard and punctual Toby Sullivan.
Good morning.
We shall have some several special guests later on.
Sadly, Scott Brennan he's on an Antarctic expedition.
He's recreating Mawson's incredible journey. No, he's not. He's in Perth.
Gone fishing in Perth.
Gone fishing in Perth. He's performing for children.
He is.
That is the only state in Australia where that's still permitted by law.
So it's just us.
Yes, shit. Just us. Oh, we may have Scott a bit later on to talk to us about who knows what. Or one of his wink-wink friends.
Hey.
Or he might not be in this one at all. We'll be back after this.
My LP, it's Cold Like a Virgin. And don't make any smart remarks now that I've told you the name of the song.
Talk poofy to me.
Scott Brennan still continuing his tour of women's prisons in Western Australia. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, the punctual Toby Sullivan.
Good morning.
And Nath Velbo. How are you going, love?
So good to be back.
You haven't been here for a long time.
You haven't invited me, you bunch of fucks. What's your issue?
Well, because last time you were here, you were really fucking shit. You came here still pinging from the night before.
I didn't.
14 to the dozen about stuff that we didn't really care about.
I would never.
And then I had to edit it and I put all of it in a special features episode.
So it's great to have you back. Ignore him.
We haven't done the deleted scenes in ages.
You would have to be the only Poofcast on Earth that does like
a deleted... We are the only Poofcast.
Podcast. Podcast that does like a deleted scenes entry.
It's because the more deleted scenes we do, the less work we have to do recording new shit.
I like it.
We can only stand to do this like once every 4 years. Yeah. So.
And people, your subscribers... actually listen to that.
They do.
Wow.
Well, that's
fucking amazing, isn't it? It is amazing.
We've hooked into that lucrative poofters on public transport.
Yeah, very niche.
Where they go, oh, should I listen to the screaming homos or Jackie O? I can't decide.
Jackie O's on next week. There's no fucking escape.
We should call Jackie. I haven't spoken to Jackie in ages.
Do you want to?
Yeah, let's get her on let's get her on our interrogation.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
What could possibly go wrong?
Let's hook her up to a lie detector test. And just see where it goes.
Contractually obliged never to speak about that again. Okay. You know, I've got a theory about, you know, there's all these gay rumours about Kyle.
Mm.
And I often get mistaken for Kyle when I'm in Sydney. And I think someone's seen me in a sauna sucking someone off. And gone, oh, there's that Kyle Sandiland.
I wonder if he uses golden condoms only, like, much like his microphone.
Like his microphone.
Do you remember when Kyle Sandilands, like, he first came to my attention on Celebrity Big Brother as, yeah, like, the mm-hmm. sort of who's that
when
guy?
He was on the Hot 30
Hot
back
30.
Then.
He was the guy that was, like, 40% less famous than Dylan.
Yeah.
Who won?
Who won? And they became really good mates in that house. Mm. Like, they worked together a lot.
Yeah.
And I once did a pilot that they hosted as a double act.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was called something Sideshow or the Saturday Sideshow. I don't know. It was basically a show that was just red faces. Like, imagine Australia's...
I'm on board.
Imagine Australia's Got Talent without any talent.
Hosted by Kyle Sandilands and Dylan Lewis.
And Dylan Lewis.
I think that's called The X Factor.
I was a judge, as was Cornelia Francis, who at the time had just finished her run on The Weakest Link.
Oh, you know what? Me and Joel Creasy were talking about this week, how much we want Cornelia Francis to come back into the mainstream because I do an amazing Cornelia Francis impression.
Really?
It is so good.
Really?
That I've been hanging. I've been hanging for this moment.
Bring it now. Go on.
Finally, Joel Creasy, if you're listening to this, this is your week made. Okay, here we go. This is... I'm off my chair. I'm
just going off my chair. He's coming down from a pinger again.
But what are you doing? You're doing like Home and Away, Cornelia Francis? You're doing Young Doctors, Cornelia Francis?
I'll do the classic Cornelia. I'll do Weakest Link.
Weakest Link, Cornelia. Not Young Doctor. I preferred when she was in the Young Doctor.
I loved her on Young Doctors.
With the big fucking sister head. Yeah. The giant wimple.
Are you done?
She was hot.
She was hot. Sorry, we're talking about stuff from before you were born.
I'm in character, guys. Come on.
Sorry, Cornelia.
Here is my Cornelia Francis impression.
Right. Do you need like to ask us a trivia? Need us to say I don't know?
I'll probably do Cornelia wrapping up the. Okay. I'll do her wrapping
this is
up the episode.
The longest preamble to an impression I've ever heard.
Bloody worth
I suspect it may be somewhat anticlimactic, so I'm building foreplay as much as I can.
Here we go, podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen. Nath Velvo as Cornelia Francis in The Weakest Link.
Okay, team. That was a very disappointing round. $6,000 out of a possible $10,000. Someone is the weakest link, and someone must go.
You sound like Inspector Gadget with a sinus problem.
That is the best. That is the best Cornelia Francis impression I've ever heard.
Oh my god!
That's going to buy me a house.
If only we can get her to come back into public prominence.
She needs her own show again, so I can start bringing that out at my Comfest shows.
So you can start doing that classic stand-up thing of, hey, imagine if, like, y'all see the casting for a new James Bond. Like, imagine if Cornelia Francis auditioned, hey? What about that?
Cornelia.
Well, you know what? Everyone's
Space
got...
jump!
All right. Let's check. Let's check if it actually was that good.
Oh.
Weakest link. Start the clock. Tau, according to the nursery rhyme, how many blind mice lost their tails?
Three.
Correct.
Oh, my God, that was really good, actually.
Actually. I'm a convert. I'm a convert. You were right. It was my really memory good. Of Cornelia Francis that was faulty.
Yeah. It's a really good impression.
So, yeah, I was a judge with Cornelia Francis and Kyle's nan.
Really?
Yeah, Kyle's nan. And Cornelia Francis and I managed to drink, during the taping, all of the wine that had been put aside for the entire cast and crew.
You are the drunkest link. Goodbye.
We were hammered because we're like, oh, this is good, this one. Next round, we're in Australia.
I'm so jealous of you. You just had it sat down and had a drink with Cornelia Francis.
Oh, my God. I sat down and had a drink and attempted to record a pilot.
I want to get drunk with you and Cornelia Francis in the worst way.
Oh, it was so much fun. And I was told in no uncertain terms by the producers not to make the 13-year-old child with red hair who sang Life is a Cabaret cry. As much as I wanted to.
You talk about mistaken identities. You probably went out afterwards and there was a gossip item in Confidential the next day. Kyle Sandilands out with Tilda Swinton.
And 13-year-old.
And Nikki Webster singing Cabaret.
Spotted.
Holy cow.
Oh, dearie me. So, Valvo.
Yes.
Last I spoke to you, you had gone overseas land.
Mm.
Where did you go? What happened? You said you had New York stories.
I had a story in particular.
Oh, just one.
I have never had sex with a black guy before. But after visiting New York, I can say I finally had sex with a black guy.
Oh, yay. You don't have to go overseas to do that. We have them here.
I know that, but it just never happened, right? So
congratulations, Poppet. I would have brought a card if I'd known.
The United States of Velvo.
Fucking hell. I had sex with a black... Jesus Christ.
It got weird.
You know what?
What is this, Pokemon? This is like...
Excuse me, are you going to let me finish my story?
You know, we could actually fire Scott Brennan and hire him. Because is there a difference between them?
Yes, it's about 35 years, so thank you.
And 13 centimetres.
Tell us about Obama. What happened?
Yes, we can. So, and yes, I did. So I rocked up. So I'm walking through this street in New York with a friend of mine. We didn't know where we were going. Mm-hmm. And City That Never Sleeps, my ass. All the nightclubs shut in New York at 2.
Oh.
Right? Blanket ban. Alcohol gets stopped serving even earlier than that in some of them. At 2 a.m., all the bars shut. And if the ones that are open, they just don't serve alcohol.
So you're meant to go into a bar and have soft drinks at 3 o'clock in the morning?
I'm not kidding. They had Gatorade and soft drink on the bar. Hell, yeah. Bloody Kerry and the girls have been lying to me at Sex and the City all these years.
What time are they going out? 4 p.m.?
Yeah, well, they do. They go out a lot earlier. So... It was a night time. We're walking through the streets. We bumped into these two raging homers. So we're like, oh, cool. They'll tell us where to go. We said, hey, mate, we need a gay bar. Where should we go? We need a gay club. And they're like, oh, you know, you can go to... I can't be bothered doing accents. So I'm just... I'm not going to
You'll
put
do Cornelia Francis,
you bumped into Cornelia Francis.
Hey, Cornelia, where's the gay bar? He said, boys, very disappointing.
You could try the meatpacking district.
Why does she sound like Davros now?
Can we please get her on and I can come in?
I'm Cornelia on Cornelia.
Yeah, that's hot. Two Cornelias, one cup.
Come on. Come on, I want to know what happened. Cornelia says, where are you going?
They point to this gay bar and we go and we do Cornelia's one cup, write it down. So the two of us walk into this gay bar and it was African-American flavor night. So everybody. Oh,
so like Heaven's Door, but with people
Heaven's
there.
Heaven's Door R&B night.
I shouldn't say that. They recently closed Heaven's
they
Door.
They did. Here's to absent friends.
Like, we spent 7 years calling it a toilet.
And then we complain. So we walk into this gay bar and full of black guys. And it was like awesome. Like, okay, this is going to be a good night. And so we walk in and this guy grabs my friend and said to him, you're white. And then turned to me and said, oh, damn, you are white.
Oh.
That was the first thing that happened. We walked in. This was the guy walking at the door bit where you pay to get in. I was like,
factually
thank you.
Correct.
Too bad if I didn't know. Too bad if I wasn't aware that I wasn't a black man and this is the way I found out.
Oh, so, what if you were blind?
You know, what about if I was a contestant on The Voice? Didn't know what I looked like. Got through on sympathy votes, blah, blah, blah. So we go in and it was really fun, great night. And then some guy very confidently just came up to me and was just putting the word on and picked me up and was like, you know, you should come back to mine, blah, 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 living here. So I am going to do that. So I went home with this guy and I went back to his apartment and we get into, and he's bigger in every sense of the word than me. He's taller, he's bigger. He's a big black guy from New York.
Yeah.
And going to his room and we go to hook up and we're in the middle of everything. Mm. And he just says to me, hit me.
What?
Hit me?
And I said, what?
Did like, he goes,
did
hit me.
Did he think he was playing?
Like, yeah.
Playing blackjack.
His name wasn't Jack. Don't be racist.
I need another card.
Hit me.
Like, yeah,
I
right.
Said, okay. I was like, I kind of laughed. I was like, I don't really want to, I don't do that.
Like one of those gentle smacks on the bum?
Like, look at me. Like, I'm not someone that would really hit someone. Like, I've had a fight before, and that was with Jessica Vasalo in grade 5 at St. Mary's Primary School. And I bit her.
Name and shame.
I bit her, and I got in trouble. And the principal, Mrs. Garrard, called my mum, and I got called in. My mum got called in. I got in a lot of trouble because I bit Jessica Vasalo in grade 5. Joke's on her. She got her period the next year in grade 6, and she was the first girl in our year level to get her period, and everybody teased her. So, Jessica Vasalo, don't fuck with me.
I don't think,
or I'll
I don't,
bite menstruation out of you.
I'll bite you until puberty sets in.
I don't think blood poured out of her vagina because you bit her.
I didn't connect the dots. I was just saying, like, karma. You know?
I would chew your fucking ovaries.
You're worse than me with 2 + 2 = 394.
I wasn't combining the two. I was just saying that happened in grade 5 and then in grade 6 and that happened to her. So karma.
And how did Obama cope with this story?
So
did you not go into the whole?
More than one black
Jessica.
Person in America. They're not all Barack Obama.
Oh, okay. All right.
You forgetting Oprah? Her best friend Gail?
While you were fucking Gail and she wanted you to hit her.
There was no fucking. And
what did Randy Jackson have
for
you?
So he asked me to hit him and I wasn't up for hitting. And I don't know how to, I don't know if you guys are into this. I don't know who's listening is into it. I don't know how that happens, the whole hit thing. I don't do it. I've never had it before. Adam, I'm looking at you.
What?
The hit thing.
I only hit women. I'm totes Chris Brown about the whole thing.
I agree. There is nothing worse in the world than a warm glass of tea.
Just call me Taliban Richard.
I would be very wary of this situation.
This is weird.
Because if you hit him, to my mind, then he's going to want to hit me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this is too weird.
Yeah. So it's so, alarm bells.
So, did you smack LL Cool J?
No, I I tried very hard to do it, but I couldn't. I just laughed.
No.
And it was very awkward. And he was like, oh, yeah, that's cool. And he said in his American accent, oh, I just thought Australian guys were different, man, and that's cool, and blah, blah, blah.
So some Aussie guys already hit him?
No, or maybe.
Oh, he's seen a lot of Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
That's what's happened
there. Yeah, I think he had a phone.
You should have hit him with the phone.
I should have had the phone. Maybe he thought I was going to go.
Maybe he sucked off Matthew Newton.
Oh, my God, it all makes sense now. The only Australians they see are
really
Russell Crowe. People that hit guys and people that wrestle fucking crocodiles.
Of course.
He wanted me to go all Steve Irwin on him. Not going to happen, mate.
Who's this faggot? What's going on?
Hooked up with the one pussy in all of Australia. So I didn't punch him, but then he did something after that I wasn't prepared for that I've never really had before in my small, young, innocent life.
And what was that?
Cock worship.
What?
Now.
I've heard about this, but I don't understand it.
Either do I. I think I'm saying this with a question mark. I think this is cock worship. So yeah, we decided.
You don't know that it actually
I don't know. Tell me if it is or not.
So this is a really busy night already. Like, you needed a vitamin B shot or something to get through this. This is fucking insane.
I would have got a boost juice the next day. Don't you worry. So we got over the punching thing, not going to happen. And then he went down and he grabbed my penis and he was very close to it, obviously, centimetres away from it. And he didn't do anything except look at it for a really long time. Like, he was holding it as I held the microphone and just really looking at it and going left and going right. And, like, he was kissing it and, like little, not like little kisses, like little rainbow kisses with his mouth, but, like,
oh my God,
you know, like the little kisses around it and just staring at it.
Did he think it was a separate person?
I don't know who he thought or what
he
thought
think,
it was.
Like, oh my God, this guy's got someone strapped to his waist.
Is this cock worship?
Well, it's
so he kept
like
doing it and he was looking at it, and then he started to, like, hit himself in the face with it. So you ask for the fucking story and I'm giving it to you, Adam. So turn back and face me, please.
You wouldn't hit him with your hand. So
he started hitting himself with my dick. Right. So he's doing this thing.
So you're hitting, like, iced tea in the, like, face with your dick.
So LL, he's hitting me. Like, he's hitting himself.
Are you like
that.
Totally on your phone at this stage, just texting people?
Going,
you cannot
my head,
believe what's
in my
happening.
Head. I'm going poofcast, 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 poofcast. My brother used to pin me down when I was young and, like, put his knees on my hands so I couldn't fight back and slap me in the face, going, "Why are you hitting yourself?
Stop hitting
yourself?
Why are you hitting yourself?"
I got flashbacks of that. Of this guy.
Is he saying anything? Like,
he's not. He's kind of really. He's
just
he's actually really.
Face
he's just really into it. And he's making little noises and just hitting my dick into his face over and over. And it kind of started to hurt.
No chance of any lasting damage.
thank you. Death by paper cut, I think they call it.
It's like little wasp stings, little tendrils, you know.
A bunch of wasps together over and over can do damage. Macaulay Culkin died in My Girl from that.
But you said a bunch.
He was trying to erode his face with your dick.
So,
like Hannibal crossing the Alps.
Sorry, I just keep getting flashbacks. I keep going back to the bedroom.
How long can this possibly last?
It went for a little bit. Again, I just had to stop him. I'm like, oh, yeah, funny. I'm not really into that man, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, yeah. And then we just kind of awkwardly, no one really ended finishing happily, to be honest. It kind of just ended. So I just wanted to know, was that cock worship?
That was, you know what that was? That was someone who needs to not have sex on the first date.
Yeah.
So true. You know what? Cock worship's probably a movie and a coffee.
Yeah, not just that, but, like, I'm so tired, and this has been happening to me now because I've been out of a relationship for a while, and, you know, occasionally I'll have sex with someone, and it's like, why do you have to have the whole box of tricks on the first go?
Mm.
Can't we just have some, like, you know, bog standard vanilla? Hugging and kissing and wanking and sucking.
But the context is that he picked up some Australian gammon in a bar at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I get that.
So, of course, that is the rules of this particular engagement.
But, you know, you go...
I'm going to take you home, ask you to smash me in the face.
and then bang myself around the head with your penis. Look, Sammy Davis Jr. has obviously got some kind of an issue, some weird issue that needs to be sorted out by a psychiatrist.
I think by the sounds of things, Bill Cosby has watched too much porn.
That's the other thing. It's like, why do we have to do all of these things? It's like, yeah, I'd be happy to do one or two of these things. Maybe on the eighth or ninth time we have sex, like bring it up and go, look, it's been really good. We've been having a really good time. Have you ever done this? No. Well, I'm really into it. So let's try it. Fine. But not like you go home with someone. It's like, okay, I need you to poo in my ear. I'm not really into ear poo. I'm sorry. That's not my thing.
Maybe this is, I don't know. I mean, I'm just from a small town in Australia, but I ain't no big city lawyer. But not like Denzel. So what if this is just how New York rolls?
Maybe.
This is just what Chelsea does. Yep. You know what I mean?
That might be true. Because, like, you know how Sydney is not unlike New York. Like, you know how in New York, as Valvo was just telling us, all the bars shut at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
And the beer stops. Like, in Sydney, everyone goes surfing at 5 o'clock in the morning because there's fucking no one around after midnight.
Yeah. True.
And if you are still out at 3 or 4 in the morning, the only people you bump into are utter nut bars or demented speed freaks.
And Scotty Brennan and Adam Richard.
Dressed as a horse. But that's this thing. Like, in Melbourne, we all go out late, so all the people we meet at 3 and 4 in the morning are normal people. Just happen to be out.
Yeah, yeah.
But maybe the people who are still out at 2, 3 in the morning in New York, after everyone in the city knows that it's closed,
are mental masochist cock worshippers.
Nut bars.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. But you know what? On one level, I have to hand it to him for just going, you know what? I'm just going to grasp the nettle. I'm just going to go for this. Life is short. I don't have time to fuck around.
I don't have time for 6 dates. I want to be smacked in the mouth on the first date. Yeah.
I deserve this.
Call me an old romantic.
I am entitled to a bit of a punch in the gob.
This is my year.
It's my time to shine.
This is my year. So good on him for, you know, knowing what he wants and going and getting it. But
grabbing it with both hands and staring at it for a while.
Yeah. Gosh, confronting.
Yep, looking down the barrel thinking, this is what I want. And he went for it, and it hurt me.
Maybe he was looking for something.
Well, you know, all the best to him. And
so there you go. There's a new paragraph for Alicia Keys' New York song.
New York!
The time I smacked James L. Jones in the face with my cock.
And there's no postcard for that little, you know, experience.
No.
You don't go down to the servo and get a postcard for that to mum. Wish you were here.
I would be interested to find if that's like just a generic thing that happens in New York.
I was going to say, did you put it on TripAdvisor?
Email poofcast@talkingpoofy.com.au if Billy D. Williams has asked you to smack him in the head.
Yeah, crazy shit. Let's hear about this.
I want to hear about crazy shit.
I think that was cock worship. If you know that's cock worship, if you've had cock worship, if you're a cock worshipper.
If you've fucked Valvo.
Hey, listen, we've only got so many phone lines. So
what capacity is your email at?
Yeah, if you fucked Valvo, we want a root review, but that's another segment altogether. Thank you so much, Nate.
Thanks for having me, gentlemen. And thank you for putting a long black microphone in front of my face. For this whole interview.
Have you got post-traumatic root disorder?
It's beautiful. I feel like I'm on just Fear Factor.
And I hate your ass face.
Talk poofy to me.
Well, Scott Brennan joins us again. Thomas Jaspers is here. Now, Scott, you've been overseas recently. I don't know how you ended up in Perth.
I had to walk back.
I was going to say, those Qantas baggage handlers are getting really sloppy. That is an oversight.
Now, where did you go? What happened? Where have you been?
Well, I went to the UK for a few weeks because...
Listen to her. Fellas, she thinks she's all that.
Well, I was a pilgrim in a strange land, boys. I had a heterosexual trip. I went over to the UK to be best man at a wedding.
What? How dare you support an institution that we are not allowed to be a part of?
I know, I feel so dirty.
What, business class?
I feel so dirty, but oh my God, it was just the most heterosexual trip I've ever been on.
Really? What did you do?
Yeah. Did you go to
a straight guy?
Fuck a straight guy.
Yeah, I did. I checked in with rival head office. It was full on. It was great, though. But the weekend that I got there, I was away for 3 weeks, and 2 weeks before the wedding, we had the combined hens and stag night, which is called a hag night, I've discovered.
Oh, okay.
On Ibiza.
In Ibiza?
In Ibiza.
So you were there for about 15 minutes, and then you wandered around to the other side and...
I don't know what happened to me, Jesus. All I remember is I arrived in Ibiza and then I woke up here in Perth.
So you were in like peak Ibiza, you were in like summer Ibiza.
Oh my
God. I was in peak, total, full on, hetero.
You had your total David Guetta on.
Oh, it was insane.
Did they get married in happy pants?
What is Ibiza like? Is it just like a giant Gold Coast?
Actually, yes, it's absolutely beautiful. You know, it's a Mediterranean fucking island.
Isn't it a canary? Isn't it a canary?
It's a condition. But it's absolutely beautiful, but it's just full. I was there for, you know, a few days, and it was only on the last day that I actually heard a Spanish accent.
It's like St. Kilda.
Everyone was like, oh, yeah, you know, Ibiza, right, here we go. All these kind of cockney fucking shav dicks. And it was quite insane. I think I might have seen two gay people at one of the clubs.
See, I think of Ibiza as Mykonos for straight people.
That's pretty much it.
It is pretty much, you know, people tell you that like the era of British colonialisation is over, but it's not.
No.
They all just travel en masse to fucking Spain where they get these scrawned, pallid crustacean bodies out of their filthy rags.
So Ibiza is Britain.
People in glass houses.
So Ibiza is Britain's Bali. Is that what you're saying?
It pretty much is. It's the sort of place that, like, it is really easy to get drugs there. But if you're a woman, if you buy an ecstasy pill, you get a free morning after pill.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, that kind of place, you know?
Wow. So was it heinous or did you sort of, you know, roll with it?
It was a combination of absolutely amazing and heinous.
That sounds like everything you do.
Yeah, pretty much. It sounds like all of my nicknames from high school. But
Heinous.
Heinous. Thank you. That's all you can say for the rest of this segment.
You fake.
That's all you can say. You just have to vary it to create different meaning with those two words, please. But the biggest clubs I've ever been to in my life, like the club that I went to on Sunday night was called Space, which was one of the biggest and apparently best clubs in the world, but there would have been about 4,000 people there.
Oh my God. Wow. Yeah, gosh.
And so expensive. It costs 50 or 60 euros to get into a club.
What? So
it costs you nearly $100 Australian just to walk through the door.
Well, that's just the Greyhound, but bigger.
Wow, $50 to get into a gin
pit.
That
is mad.
Insane. And little bottles, like the smallest bottle of Coke at the bar was like 12 euros.
It's
about $15 for something that would cost you about $1.25 in Australia.
I'm going into mortgage panic just listening to this story.
It was ridiculous. But I did have this great experience. I have this great thing over there where we went to this bar called Mambo, which is right next to Cafe Del Mar, which is kind of the famous one.
Oh, yeah, they had a CD out.
Yes, I've heard their CD in hairdressing salons.
Yeah, I know. Right. But nobody goes to Cafe Del Mar. It was always empty. I don't know.
That's like the Viper Pit in LA. I went there and I'm like, there's no one here. And I'm like, oh, that's because it's not trendy anymore.
So giant empty Cafe Del Mar.
Yeah, but I was at this bar next door, and I actually had a toilet experience, and it's not what you
think. Well, thanks for being with us, Scott. We'll talk to you soon.
But I walked into the toilet at this bar, and there was this massive Jamaican guy standing by the sink, and he said something to me as I walked in, which I always thought would be my line. But I walked in, and he looked up at me and said, "Welcome to my toilet."
Was he living there?
Well, No, they have these people kind of set up in the toilets and they put out kind of lollies and oh, aftershave yeah. and stuff and they wipe your yeah. hands when you...
It's really
But I was telling the story.
Them?
Yeah, that's how they do because unemployment's so high over there that people just go, I'm just, can I come and hang out in your toilet and look after it and live off tips?
So, maybe one day I'll save up enough euro to afford entry into this joint.
Exactly.
If enough people take a piss, why, I could buy a house in 10 years' time. Wow. I don't know how to feel about that. Like, that's sort of equal parts welcoming and menacing.
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
Welcome to my toilet. I've been expecting you.
Yeah. And such a deep, mellifluous voice as well. It was like, oh, my God. It was like being greeted by Sirian McKellen, you know? Yeah.
Like, oh, my God, James Earl Jones is going to wipe my ass.
Well, I did tell the story to someone because I said, you get aftershave and stuff like that. And then he gives you paper, meaning gives you paper to dry your hands. And the look of horror on this person's face, they were like, how does he know how many sheets he'll need? He's not actually in the cubicle with me.
Well, the answer is, of course, that's why he's the professional.
Exactly. That's why he earns the big bucks.
Yeah. Can you imagine the look on Toby's face if he went to the toilet and had to ask someone for toilet paper?
No. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
So we can never do this. We can never do this in Australia because our customer service is so bad. You'd walk in and be like, yeah, is the shitter just over there? help yourself. Just pay me at the end.
No, we don't have any toilet paper. We're getting a shipment in next Thursday.
There's actually no toilet in this cubicle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I should. I did manage to pop over to Paris for a couple of days, and I did check in with head office.
How was it there?
I was there on kind of Monday, Tuesday. I was only there for a couple of days, so it was a little quiet. But basically,
what's the big gay bar?
I have no idea because it wasn't, there were no kind of big clubby things open.
Yeah, sure.
Early on. Anyway. So basically head office involved me sitting outside French cafes drinking tiny coffees until my hand shook, checking out amazingly hot French men.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty good at being hot.
They're very good.
Well, I've just come from England, so that's going to give you some idea. really, it could have been John Michael Howson walking down the street, and I'd have gone, blimey.
Oh, dear. Well, Scott, we'll check in with more of your stories very soon.
Okay, talk to you soon, boys.
Big air kisses. Mwah, mwah.
Mwah, mwah.
Oh, well, that was the podcast, Toby. What did you think about our new improved podcast?
I think we handled it rather well.
I think the podcast has come along in leaps and a single bound.
Stumbles and bounds. Wasn't that a Paul Kelly song?
Stumbles and bounds?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, my God, Wes is here. Sorry, Wes. We've finished the podcast without you.
Oh, cool. It's great. Talking trash, talking trade, talking dirty and